The other thing which was interesting from these data was that they did a meta-analysis of aromatase inhibitors. And they looked at it very simplistic way. Any type of setting, aromatase inhibitors were given upfront after 2 to 3 years, or like MA17 type of study design, versus no aromatase inhibitors. When you look at it, actually the data is very convincing and very striking that there was significant reduction in the risk of recurrence. And this was across these studies, and pool data shows that. And also when you look at this, that there is reduction in the risk of death. So the question which came up is, oh, that you're putting a lot of these groups together. But I think one of the things which came out, that it essentially refutes the null hypothesis that our thinking was, oh, maybe by giving aromatase inhibitors either upfront or after 2 to 3 years of tamoxifen or at the end, you may be delaying the recurrence and not having any impact on the survival. There is statistically significant reduction in risk of death by looking at these data. And right now we are in a process of getting like to like, comparing appropriate subgroups of patients, like say upfront aromatase inhibitor after 2 to 3 years or MA17 type of, and then looking at the subgroup analysis that may provide far more clearer information.